Hello there. This is Nelson Olmstead. Today I have a lesson in the arduous art of survival. First, let's listen a moment to Clint Gruber speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's Nelson with an intriguing chapter from his storybook.
If you're interested in attempting ragu of water dog tail, a side dish of skunk cabbage garnished with bracken fern shoots, topped off with a steaming cup of huckleberry leaf tea, the chef to talk to is a husky Norwegian gentleman named Odd Bjerke. Mr. Bjerke will also volunteer the news that most any plant is edible in a pinch, and that grubworms, eaten in sufficient quantities, provide more nourishment than T-bone steak. Odd Bjerke, you see, is headmaster of one of the most intriguing educational institutions in the West, the Wilderness Survival School. The classrooms for this unusual school are often in the Cascade Mountains west of Bend, Oregon, but can be anywhere, so long as the country is wild, the going tough, and the weather terrible. For the lesson to be learned is survival, plain and simple, how to stay alive when lost or stranded in the wilderness. He tells his students, survival is a matter of common sense. First, the basic human needs must be met. Water, shelter, food. Then each person must realize that nature is completely neutral and that survival is a matter of adapting to nature, not struggling to defeat it. Well, Odd Bjerke learned the techniques of survival the hard way. An avid skier, hunter, and fisherman in his native Norway, he escaped over the mountains to Sweden when the Nazis invaded his country in 1940. He participated in many underground engagements and finally made his way to England, where he served through the war training British commandos. Naturally, a man with Bjerke's passion for the outdoors was drawn to the Pacific Northwest. It was here he was inspired to open his Wilderness Survival School. He outlined a 7-day survival course, 1 day devoted to films and lectures, and the remaining 6 to training in the field under actual survival conditions. He tells the students, this is not a game we are playing. You are going to learn to stay alive by using your wits and your instincts, a pocket knife, a tin can, and a bit of fishing line. By the time we get back to civilization, you will probably hate me. But you will have learned plenty about nature, about other people, and about yourselves. Since that first trek, about 7 years ago, Bjerke and his pert 100-pound wife, Wanda, whom he calls Sam, have escorted thousands of average citizens into the wilderness of the Oregon Cascades. They all emerge footsore, weary, hungry, and several pounds lighter. And they all agree that the experience is an invaluable one. Among the trainees are high school and college students, housewives, professional men, and businessmen. During the 7-day session, these people, most of them greenhorns, learn to improvise shelters, to distinguish edible items from inedible, to capture wild animals and birds, and to weather mountain blizzards and cold. And Bjerke draws some interesting conclusions from his work. He says, you can't fight nature, but you can find ways to work with it. Curiously, women seem to accept survival conditions better than men. But the greatest lesson my students learn is self-confidence. When you learn to understand yourself and the world around you, you've taken the biggest step toward surviving in any emergency situation.
You can surround your home, farm, or place of business with...